July the 21st. Somebody tell me what takes place this weekend. Kids camp. All right. Would you stand up while I read the word to you this morning? I'm going to be reading out of Hebrews chapter 13 in the Amplified. Some of you will recognize this. Beginning with verse 5. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Now, if you're reading in King James or even New King James, this verse is very short. It will simply say, Jesus, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. But I'm reading this out of the Amplified, and you know what Amplified means, don't you? It means there's a lot of words in there. That's right. It's Laverne's Bible. All right. But listen to what this says. It says, let your character or moral disposition be free from the love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possessions. And be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. For he, God, himself has said, and this is what I like, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. And this literally means, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down, relax my hold on you, assuredly not. Now, that is how important those little words are when he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, I want you to say this with me. I will not, I will not,
I will not,
in any way, fail you, nor give you up,
nor
leave you without support.
I will not.
In any degree. Leave you helpless.
Nor forsake you.
Nor let you down. Relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. Glory to God. And then he says, So we take comfort and are encouraged. And confidently and boldly say, aha, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me? Now, you know, last Sunday we dealt a lot about fear. This is why we don't have fear. Because I don't have to have a panic or go into a panic over anything that comes my way if I'll stop. When the bad word or the bad report or the bad situation comes, if I'll stop and I'll let that word come out of me, and he says here, I will not leave you nor forsake you nor let you down. Now, real quickly, I want to read it to you in another place to show you how important that is. Psalm 27, verse 1 says this, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear or dread? The Lord is the refuge and stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise against me, even then, in this, I will be confident. And then 118 verse 6 says this, the Lord is on my side. Do you know that? Do you know that, Mr. Ronnie? The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. There it is again. What can man do to me? It's already been done for us by Jesus Christ. Amen? Just possess those things this morning. All right, let's praise Him. Hallelujah.
Hope is here. Shout the news to everyone.
Yes.
It's a new day. Peace has come.
Jesus saves.
Mercy triumphs at the cross. Love has come to rescue us.
Jesus saves. Hope is here. What a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves.
Free at last, every debt has been repaid. Broken hearts can be remade.
Jesus saves.
Sing above the storms of life. Sing it through the dark of night.
Jesus saves. Free at last. What a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. We're singing out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. You save, you heal, restore, reveal your Father's heart to us. You rose to raise us from the grave. Your Spirit lives in us. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Shout it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Oh, sing it out to shout till the whole world knows His name. Jesus, sing it out and shout, for we will know Your name.
Church, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you are listening, you got to realize that Jesus saves, He heals, reveals, restores. Amen. The Father's heart to us. I read on a devotional, I get different people's devotionals, about how the Bible says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And we're out here seeking the stuff, we're out here seeking the finances. We're out here seeking the peace, and we're out here seeking the righteousness, and we're out here seeking the healing. He says it's already been provided for us. So when you're seeking the kingdom of God, you're seeking peace, righteousness, and joy. It doesn't say in there about stuff, does it? Because it's already been taken care of for us by Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Come on.
Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not think you won't grow weary.
Hallelujah. As you wait on him this morning.
Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God,
the everlasting
God. You do not think you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You fill mists on wings. Like eagles. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not think you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles.
Our God,
you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not think you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles.
You're the everlasting God, you're the everlasting
God, you're the everlasting.
Hallelujah. Come on, church. Give him the praise and the honor and the glory this morning. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I read those scriptures this morning about how great our God is, how great he is. We stand in his presence this morning. You came in here today with any kind of need. You know what? Hand it off to the Master this morning, to our King. Hand it off and don't walk out of here with anything that you need to leave here. And leave it in his hands. Because that's what church is all about. Church is coming and praising and worshiping God together. And if you've got to give him something, give it to him and go back out for the week knowing that you left it in his hands. Amen, church. Our God is greater.
Water you turned into wine.
You believe it?
Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine.
Come on.
Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other.
Our God is
healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
Into the darkness you shine. Come on.
Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are
higher than any other.
Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
I just feel a prompting of the Holy Spirit. If you believe that, that our God is greater than anything, he's bigger than any need, and you need to come. The Lord says to have you to come down here. Pastor Jerry and Pastor Shirley, if you all will come, and they're just going to agree with you. They're just going to touch you. They're just going to agree with you that you believe that our God is greater. Our God is bigger. He's the healer. He's the provider. Amen. Water you turned into wine.
Water.
Okay, wait just a minute.
No, keep playing.
Keep playing.
I want to say, lower. You know, I was just thinking about this. We sing that song, it was praise that shook those jail cells and broke those fetters free. It will praise that will bring you the victory. It takes a little effort on our part to break those fetters free. We have to put something in it for God to give us something. Can't expect God God to just do it for you. I know I'm facing things this weekend. How many of you are facing things this week that you got to get through and you don't know how you're going to get through it? I want everybody just do this with me. Hit that beat, guys. Yeah. Come on, guys, everybody. I'm getting ready for my kids this weekend. Come on, guys.
Water you turned into wine.
Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine.
Come on.
Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
Into the darkness you shine.
Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God.
And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against?
And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us?
And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Our God.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger.
God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer.
Awesome in power. Our God.
Our God. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Come on. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. He's awesome in power, our God, our God. One more time now, you ready? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand again? And since our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And since our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Now praise Him, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give You the praise and the honor and the glory for answered prayer. Thank You, Father God, that we've lifted in Your hands. You're greater. You're greater. You're greater. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us. Because He has anointed us, church.
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us, because He has anointed us to preach
good news.
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us, because He has anointed us to preach
good news.
He has sent us to the poor.
This is the year
to bind up the brokenhearted.
This is the day
to bring freedom to the captive.
This is the year
to release the ones in darkness.
This is the year of the favor of the Lord. This is the day of the vengeance of our God. This is the year of the favor of the Lord. This is the day.
The Spirit of the Sovereign
Worship
Lord.
Him, decree and declare that this morning.
Me, because He has anointed me to preach
good news.
He's anointed y'all too. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach
news.
He will comfort those who mourn.
This is the year.
He will provide for those who grieve.
This is the day.
He will pour out the oils of gladness. Instead of mourning, we will praise.
This is the year of the favor of the Lord. This is the day of the vengeance of our God. church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Somebody out there that's listening, you need to do what you need to do to praise and to get set free and loose yourself, the Word of God says. We have to loose ourselves sometimes. We have to shake our hands or move our feet or whatever it is we need to do to declare and decree about the favor of the Lord. Hallelujah. As we worship God, how great, there's that word again. Church, do we really believe it? Do we really believe it? Amen. Amen. Come on. Amen. 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 Who is on the Lord's side? Amen. Hallelujah. The splendor of the King, come on, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. Come on now. How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. And all will see how great. How great is our God. Age to age we stand forever, and time is in his hand. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end.
The Godhead.
Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
You're the name above all names.
Sing with me,
and how great is
our God. And all will see
how great is our God. How great
name above all names.
Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see
how great is our God.
Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Sing it to him now, church.
God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Woo. Oh, we magnify and we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We sing and we worship and we magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's a song in your heart today. Just sing it out to him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessing and glory and honor, we praise you. Hallelujah. Holy, 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 holy is your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you and we magnify you. King of kings and Lord of lords, we worship and we praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Church, I've known us to spend hours worshiping God here in this place. Hallelujah. You say, well, you're just singing hallelujah. That's 1,000 praises to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sacrifice of the lips is a praise. Oh, we offer up the sacrifice of our lips today, Lord. Hallelujah. As a sweet fragrance unto you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship and we magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The Lord speaking to me and said, you know, as you're worshiping him, some of you may be already receiving those things that you asked him for a while ago. You worship him. Somebody's being touched right now. Somebody's being touched because you're just worshiping God. You're just saying, you know what, Father God, it's all in your hands. I've given it to you, Lord. He's making right something right now just for you. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship and we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thou art worthy. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As we lift our voices together again, church, come on. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he has anointed me to what? Preach what? And what's the good news? Jesus. Amen. Oh, we love you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated if you can. If you can. Praise God. Thank you, praise and worship team. Hallelujah. Who's this? Okay, wait just a minute. We want everybody to hear it. Somebody's got a testimony. Amen.
Well, I want to praise him for what just happened a while ago. But also, I had a daughter to come back to the Lord this past week.
Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen. Glory to God. If that was your daughter, what would you be doing? You'd be shouting and jumping up and down, wouldn't you? Come on now. That was her daughter. Right. All right, so that's our daughter, yes. Okay, who? Oh, will you tell us what happened just a minute ago? Is that okay? I don't want to embarrass you. Will you tell us? All right.
I got saved.
Glory to God. Her granddaughter got saved just a little bit ago. Come on now. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Gail, you're going to see them all. Every one of them. Not only just in the kingdom, not just good kids, but on fire, Holy Ghost filled. Amen. Devil stomping kids. Amen. Come on. That's what we all want. Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. Woo. Yes. Wait just a minute.
I had a bone density test a week ago, and I went to the doctor, and he said, and this bone density test, if you've ever had a cracked bone, a broken bone, it will show it. They couldn't find anything. And the doctor said, whoever told you you would ever have broke your bone, they're crazy because you didn't. I saw the x-rays. I know what happened, but I'm healed. Amen. I've all no broken bones.
Amen. He renews your youth. Amen. I'll take that. All right. We'll take that, won't we? Renew. Yes. Wait just a minute. Glory, this is good. When God does something, this is what happens. Amen. How about, let's say, when we're willing to tell everybody what God's doing.
I just wanted to say that one of Sarah's friends got saved not too long ago, and we'd been praying for her, and Sarah had been staying with her and stuff, so she got prayed for and got saved.
Amen. Praise God. Come on. Somebody else. This is what it's all about. Jesus saves. All right.
Benny's great niece is 4 years old, and she's had 4 open heart surgeries. She was born with the valves in her heart switched. And they were going in for what was supposed to be a really big surgery, about a week ago. They were taking aneurysms off of the arteries in her heart. And they were talking about having to leave her open for 3 days. The surgery's supposed to last 7 hours. Everything was supposed to be big and bad. The surgery lasted 2 hours. They closed her up. She's home. She's running around. She is perfectly.
Amen. Amen. I want to give a testimony for Linda Bennett, too. I tell you what, God was with her this week. She was in a head-on collision, you who don't know, and had to fly her to Louisville. And we got bad reports, and then they started getting better, and they weren't as bad. It was bad enough. What, a wrist? She needs a restoration in her wrist. And then she's sore, and maybe some ribs and a knee. But you know what? She walked out of a head-on collision. Up walking around. She's home. She is home. Amen. Hallelujah. So I praise God for her. Yes, sir. Yes.
I got to say this, and I got to say something to you, too. But last night I was reading in the Bible, and you know, Ecclesiastes has got a lot of wisdom in it, and I read this little verse, and it says, as wisdom excelleth folly, so light excelleth darkness. Now, you know, when you excel over something, what does that mean? You triumph over it. It's so much higher. So he's saying folly is not wisdom. Wisdom is the absence of folly. You know, there's no folly in wisdom. And then see, like right here, light excelleth darkness. See that darkness that tried to destroy your life? The light of God excelleth it. That's what I was trying to tell you up here. When I kept saying nothing, nothing. It can't take you. It can't have you. God's beat it. Light excelleth darkness. That's what you all got to realize. Whatever your situation is, I'm not going to preach, but I have to say this unless he tells me to sit down. Okay? I have to. Whatever your situation is, the light of God, in him is light and in there is no darkness. It's excelling over all darkness or attempts of darkness or efforts of darkness to destroy you, hinder you, put you down. The light excels the darkness. It beats it to smithereens. The darkness is down here. The light is way over it. It's like in Africa, you sing that song, lift Jesus higher, 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 higher. Lift Jesus higher. Satan lower, 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 lower. See, the light excels the darkness. If you just get that right down in here, whatever comes against you, you will just be so high above it, gliding on the light, that it'll be so low you just won't even begin to even notice it anymore. The light excels the darkness.
Amen. It's interesting that you read that last night, and that's just what we sang about today. Amen. You all, we all know it, that it can be totally dark, and you can light a match, a little bitty match, and guess what? It lights it up, doesn't it? Amen. That's what your life does, too, because of Jesus. I see another hand right here, another praise. All right.
I had a large lump in my throat that I've had after my colonoscopy. They figured it might be acid reflux or whatever, but it's going away. I mean, I was having trouble eating, swallowing. It's going away.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We believe that. Yes. Amen. Oh, this is fun.
When we were going to Florida a couple of weeks ago, we got off the interstate about 70 miles north of Atlanta just to get a brochure for the hotels and stuff. And all the cars that were around us, big trucks, everything, were involved in an accident. We weren't off the road 5 minutes. We got back on the interstate, and all the traffic was backed up. So I believe that the Lord got us off the interstate so we wouldn't be involved in this accident.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is so good to have Glenn and Linda back in Kentucky, isn't it? Welcome home. Amen. One other thing, and then we're going to take prayer request. We got prayer requests we're going to pray over. But I know, Gail, you and Jim, you shared that you are going to get the boys. I feel like we need to pray, and they're going to. Right. All right. So you who know, this is Jennifer we're talking about and her two little beautiful little boys that were here for so long. So I want you to stretch your hands toward this family because they're going down to minister to Jennifer and then to bring the boys back and that it'd be a good time for them. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you are leading Jimmy and Gail and they hear your voice, Lord, and that your angels are encamped around about them as they travel and as they go down, Lord, and your wisdom is in their lives and they hear your voice. You're their shepherd, Father, and they know what to say to Jennifer and how to love her little boys. And when they come back, Father God, I just thank you that it's going to be a good week. It's going to be a good week for them and putting good memories and sowing good seed into those boys' lives. And I thank you, Father God, that for your faithfulness in their lives. And they're going to be able to come back and say how much the power of God has been evident in the things that they have done the next 2 weeks. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, well, I'm going to pray over the prayer request this morning. And I'm going to mention the names. And, you know, when something that we're realizing, and it just kind of, you know, how you say what you believe. And what's already been provided by Jesus Christ. And when we say so-and-so needs a healing, what we mean is the healing's been provided. We pray that healing manifest in their bodies. Amen? Because Jesus took care of it all. We just pray that they receive. See, it's our receiving and our believing, isn't it? And our being able to do that. So I'm going to mention that Penny needs healing, Linda, Lakeisha and the kids, Brandy and Josh and Jennifer, Donnie and Herbert and Diane and Danny, Kim and Scotty and Michelle and Chris and Sandy and Joe and Walter and Bobby Lynn, Jacody and Pat and Mom and the whole family, Jody and Tim, Judy and Ted and Jennifer and Jason, June and Jerry, Emily Brummett. I want to tell you who that is. Do you remember little Emily used to come here to church? Some of you will. Phyllis's, it was Karen's stepdaughter, little Emily. And she kind of grew up here when she was a little girl. She came to our camps. Do y'all remember that? And she's been diagnosed. She's 28 years old, and she's been diagnosed with lung cancer. So lift her up. I don't know where she is in her faith. I don't know. But we need to really lift her up in our prayers. Rita is healed by the stripes of Jesus. Do I hear an amen for that? Isaiah Kane needs protection. I think this is Chris, Sonny and kids, Lila Ford for healing. Now, that's Thelbert's daughter. And Elbert Burton, amen, for healing and for wisdom and favor. Nancy, Lida's sister, needs a favor for a new house. Ricky and Ricky Huckabee needs healing. And Sherry Stump needs healing this morning, amen. All right, I want you all just to go before the throne and be in agreement. What God has provided for all these people. Yes, ma'am. All right. Praying for her heart. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Pardon? Okay, the baby. Okay. All right. I want y'all to just, we're going to go before the Lord. We've already mentioned their names. If you don't have a particular request on here, you grab a hold of one. All right? You grab a hold of one and begin to pray. Father, we believe of your provision on the cross. Lord, I pray for these people. I know, Father God, and we believe that cancer is not too big for you. You said you took all of our sicknesses and carried all of our diseases, and with your stripes we are healed. Father, and any financial need is not too great because you said, I supply all your needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. My God supplies our needs. Father, there isn't a need up here. Direction, wisdom, protection, a hedge of protection. Father God, I thank you that in the name of Jesus, all these needs are met and the people have an ear to hear what you're saying to them this morning, Father, as you touch their bodies. And bring about these things in their lives. In Jesus' name, everybody says amen and amen. Well, I'm going to dismiss children's church this morning. Amen. I love this time. I like seeing all these kiddies get up and go. And I'm going to turn the service over to Pastor Shirley. I usually put in the bulletin, but I got really carried away and didn't even put who.
Oh, that's okay.
Put that. I figured they'd figure out when you.
I made it anyway. I made it anyway.
You made it.
Who's Bible?
That's mine.
Okay.
That's mine. Here we go.
There you go. Get out here so I can see y'all. Oh, I don't know about y'all, but the anointing is so awesome in here. I can just barely stand up. Amen. God showed up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I believe that you are